This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you live from the city by the bay, the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. Obviously, it's the most expensive city if you try to live here. I'm just kidding. Anyway, bottom line is, this is San Francisco. My name is Pedro Fernandez, 35 years of radio. I hope you enjoy this next hour as we plan to bring you an hour of combat sports that includes both boxing and MMA. And maybe touch on the fact that pro wrestlers, pro boxers, and pro MMA guys are now shifting gears and talking about, you know, when their careers are over, maybe making a move to pro wrestling. So lots of things to talk about. Of course, the $365 million contract Canelo Alvarez signed. Wow. I mean, that's a mind blower. $8,000 an hour for 7 years. Let me say that again. $8,000 an hour for 7 years. Scott Cuddy's thinking, I need a gig like that. $8,000 an hour for 7 years. Figure that out, folks. $8,000 an hour. Oh, God. Anyway, we're talking money. We'll talk about the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the UFC rock and roll and the lightweight champion. Of course, under siege, Khabib. Khabib is the man, no doubt about it. Khabib's a guy, 26-0, but they're going after him. They want to maybe suspend him. They want to take away his title. They're talking about all kinds of crap. The bottom line is, I think they sweep it all under the rug. Why? Because there's a lot of money involved. And right now, Khabib's got Dana White by the stones. We'll put it to you like that. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. You can join me on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the text line. Text me. Rip me if you want. Compliment me. I dig them too. 415-275-1613. The text line once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line in this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to to four touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
So they want to take Khabib's championship. Yeah, they're not going to do it. Dana White knows. Dana White's, listen, Dana White, I'm so glad that Dana White's under a rock right now and he's being squeezed like the Dana's sort of cool sometimes. He's sort of cool sometimes, but better, how can I put this? It's tough to deal with fighters. And people say to me, you know, Pedro, boxing and MMA, they're not fair. Fighters don't get this. Fighters don't get the money they deserve. They don't get treated right. But, you know, fighters are an unusual bunch. Having babysat fighters, babysat them, that's right, babysat them, having been hired to professional babysit them, It's a piece of work. I mean, you got a guy that probably doesn't want, you know, to be controlled, and you got to watch him. You got to monitor what he's eating, the whole nine yards. You got to watch. Anyway, babysitting athletes or musical stars is not a fun job, especially athletes. I remember doing the Pantera tour with Phil Anselmo. We did Santa Clara. We're gonna do Portland, I think, or Portland or Sacramento. I forget which one it was. Anyway. The guy got so annihilated on cough syrup, prescription cough syrup, so loaded. I said, man, I don't want to be part of this guy. And then he was drinking and this and that. Anyway, rock stars, not my cup of tea. Although when my musician buddies come to town, I see them. I mean, a lot of my guys don't even drink anymore. They don't even smoke weed. I mean, the musicians that I knew in the 80s that were like these big-time party guys, they're all dead now. They're all dead from the cocaine for the most part. Steve Perry's still going. Of course, the former lead singer of Journey, some of the Tower of Power members, but those guys got clean. They got clean in time to straighten their acts up. Anyway, back to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling. And, you know, coming off that big, big pay-per-view buy, of course, they aren't saying how many buys it was, but I'm willing to say it's over a million five buys, and that's pretty good. Of course, Conor McGregor bought a lot of that attention to the event, as did the undefeated lightweight champion Khabib. I mean, he's just the guy. UFC 229, it was a mega event, October 6th. He said the world would change October the 6th, and he did change the world because, you know, he exposed Conor for what he was, a limited, smaller guy, okay? Nate Diaz exposed Conor for what he was. He beat up Nate Diaz beat him up, and then they had the rematch. Nate wasn't in 100%, had some injuries in training camp, but he had to get that big money payday, so he went ahead with it, even though thinking, you know, this is the way fighters do things. It's sort of funny. You got a fight coming up, and usually there's some type of malady, something affects you in a fight. You get a cold, maybe in training camp, or you sprain something, or you hurt something. There's always some type of little injury. For the most part, most fighters fight with
some small inconsequential injuries. I mean, it's just the way it is, okay? But Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz was really hurt going into that fight. He wasn't training hard. He hadn't sparred in about 3 or 4 weeks, and he's a sparring freak. He's one of those guys, unlike some of the other fighters rocking and rolling in the UFC, who don't spar anymore. And, you know, I'm sort of like, I don't know how to go on that. Do I spar or do I not spar? I mean, you know, Tony Ferguson, who I think might be the second best lightweight in the world. Of course, that guy fought a couple of weeks ago and beat up on Anthony Pettis. It was a fight. It was a bloodbath. But Jesus, he was like wickedly cruel and wickedly brutal. And just Ferguson, he says he doesn't spar because he doesn't need to take the punishment. And I can see that. But then on the flip side of that, although I did, you know, had 52 amateur fights, things like that, only got concussed once. I think that, how can I put this? I think that if I had to spar all over again, I don't know if I'd do a lot of the sparring to the head that I did. I mean, all the sparring that we did was, unless we were like working on specific body work, okay, it was always head and body. But if I had to go back and do it again, I think I might cut down on the incoming traffic to the head. Although I was decent, I slipped a lot of shots. I mean, look at my face, and it's not indicative of somebody that took too many punches or not that many at all. There's no scars whatsoever. None, N-O-N-E, not N-U-N, N-O-N-E on my face from the world of boxing. I kid you not. I got cut one time in 1982, and this is the honest God truth. 11 seconds into the second round, my opponent, Anthony Myers, was knocked out so cold, so viciously, that he went to the hospital and didn't wake up until the ambulance on the way to Alameda Hospital in Alameda, California. That's right, December 2nd, 1982. Knockouts like that, baby, you don't. If you experience that, you don't forget it. And when you feel that thrill, that little jolt go up your arm, because when you hit guys and you hit them special, you know it. You just know it. I mean, a lot of times, you expect guys to fall. I mean, that's why when guys sit back, they say, you know, like an artist, you paint this picture, and you want to sit back and look at the picture. Well, that's the way it is. But boom, you hit somebody clean, man. You want to see the reaction to them. I don't have to follow up for the most part. If I hit you cleanly to the ribs or the liver or a clean hook to the chin, ask Danny Capello. Lights out, baby. It's all over. You're tuning in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the USC Rock and Rolling coming off their biggest event as far as, I think, attention ever. Of course, now we've got Daniel Cormier. Daniel Cormier, of course, the light heavyweight and heavyweight champion, sort of in a bit of a quagmire because the Brock Lesnar fight's not going to happen. And that, of course, you know, they want to put him in with John Jones, or I don't know what's up with the UFC and Brock Lesnar and Daniel Cormier. But I will say this, Cormier has some stones because he stood up to the UFC and he said, you know what, I really don't want to fight this guy. Because of the fact that you guys abuse me on these USADA, the United States Amateur Doping Anti-Doping Association, they come knocking at my door at 5 o'clock in the morning and this and that. And, you know, Brock Lesnar's sliding. And you know he is. I mean, come on. You can't look at Brock Lesnar and tell me he's not doing some type of steroids. I mean, it's like Big Papa Pump. What's his name? Big Papa Pump. Of course, the Scott Steiner. You can't say that Scott Steiner's not taking some. Look at these guys. It doesn't take a forensic scientist to figure that out. Look at them. If the body is too unnatural looking, it is unnatural looking, and that's brought on by performance enhancing drugs, which I think in the world of combat sports should be totally banned. I mean, if you get caught doing it, if I found out a guy, listen, I don't mind if a guy's cheating. And like I used to cheat. I used to cheat by sneaking espresso into the dressing room. Shh, don't tell anybody. I did. I snuck espresso into the dressing room. And that was my little thing. So I shot down like 3 or 4 shots, like about 45 minutes before I got into the ring. And, you know, I was ready to go. I was rocking and ready to go. But that was my drug. That was the only drug. I mean, I would have never thought about using some, if they said to me, Victor Conti said to me, hey, Pedro, you know, I know you're winning this Golden Gloves, but I can give you some drugs and make you go on and win the Olympics, this and that. I wouldn't have taken them. I'm not gonna cheat. I mean, like my mother told me, man, she was incredibly tough on me as far as my running was concerned. I remember one night I stopped running. I stopped running. It was the end of the run, and I had to jump rope for like 15 to 20 minutes afterwards straight because I had some weight issues at the time. And my trainer, Chris, had told her, you know, make him jump the rope after he runs. And I'm running at night now. Remember, I'm running mountains at night after running in the daytime and then going to work and then going to the gym and sparring, all that kind of good stuff. I'm running at night again. I'm running mountains in South San Francisco. And so anyway, after the mountain run and a sprint across Skyline Boulevard School Boulevard for about 3/4 mile to Manor and Skyline Boulevard. She threw the jump rope out the window, and I didn't feel like jumping rope that night. I just didn't feel like it, man. Come on, man, please. Anyway, she said, no. I said, what do you mean no? She says, Chris says you got weight problems, and, you know, you need to get it together. You're not mentally focused for this fight, blah, blah, blah. Or some crap like that, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's giving me some static that a mother slash semi-trainer would be giving you, okay, a motivational coach. So she's giving me this crap. So I'm adamant. You know, you're not going to tell me what to do. She drove away. I'm like 5 miles from the house. I'm drenched in sweat, man. I've lost like 4 or 5 pounds of actual water in this run. And she just drove away on me. She drove home. So when I got home, what did she say? What did she say when I got home? She's smoking a cigarette in the darkness. First thing out of her mouth was, you're not going to embarrass me. Pardon me, Mom? That's right. If you're not doing this 100%, don't do it at all. My mother. Straight up 4 Golden Glove titles. Proud of that. Couldn't have done it without good old Mom. Straight up, hey, a mom-dad story. You got to love it. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, we'll talk a little more MMA, and I'll bring in Johnny Signorelli, of course, the Las Vegas ace of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check us out on Facebook. Take that back, Facebook, and, of course, YouTube.com, Ring Talk Worldwide. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You're tuned in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we're going to talk a little mixed martial arts, UFC rock and roll. Of course, Khabib and McGregor, I said, the biggest event of the year over October the 6th. Well, USC 230. They're going to put this USC 230 card, of course, on with Danny Cormier and Derek Lewis. Is that going to be a card you're going to want to watch on pay-per-view? I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, what is Danny Cormier and Derek Lewis, Carl Robinson and Jack Marshman, Derek Brunson and Israel Adesanya, Jason Knight, and that's on the pay-per-view, on the main card, on the Fox Sports 1 card, Jason Knight and Jordan Rinaldi, Sayahara Eubanks and Roxanne Mataferi in a women's flyweight bout, Julio Arce. The bottom line is there are no names here, no names whatsoever. Outside of the fact that he's defending the USC heavyweight championship, the fact that I think that he took that title, I mean, give him props for it. He took it decisively by knocking out Stipe Miocic, who was a boxer. So Miocic had no business getting knocked out. Stipe, boo, dumb move, man, dumb move. You stand up, you box Cormier all day long. You never engage Cormier. He's a world-class wrestler. He's like the amateur world champion. I think he went to the Olympics as well. So, Cormier in wrestling, wow, how good is Cormier at wrestling? I can't think of the former, the heavyweight champion, heavyweight champion down there. But he's a heavyweight champion of the world. The ex-heavyweight champion, the Mexican guy, he's his wrestling coach. When Kyle Kingsbury was wrestling down there at the American Kickboxing Academy, of course, the same gym that holds Khabib, he told me that anytime he wrestled with Cormier, he got his neck wrenched. In other words, his neck was never the same for a couple of days. So Cormier is the real deal as a wrestler, no doubt about it. I mean, he's a mixed martial arts artist, the light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. But that being said, he was the same guy that Anderson Silva almost knocked out a couple of years ago. And Anderson Silva older than dirt. Anyway, how they're going to try to put this on as far as pay-per-view is concerned. And get this, it's going to come from the mecca of boxing, not the mecca of MMA, the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden, November the 3rd. I mean, this is a lame move, I think. It really is. Of course, he's supposed to fight Brock Lesnar. That ain't going to happen, so they pulled him with Derek Lewis, the main event. It was supposed to be Chris Weidman and Luke Rockhold, but Rockhold got sick. Of course, the Weidman is a New York draw there. Without Weidman on the card, this ain't going to be no sellout. I mean, it's not going to be. I just don't think it's going to be a big sell as far as New York City's concerned. Unless, of course, they want to paper the house. They want to paper the house, they can do that. As far as the next upcoming USC event, the 27th, of course, that's going to be in Canada, New Brunswick, Canada. Volkan is in the main event. This guy is, these guys with Russian names, they're spooky because they just are. I mean, some of them got no expression to them. It's like the old guy in the Rocky V movie or whatever those Rocky movies were, man. Anyway, Volkan Ozdemir is the real deal. He like knocks people out and he's just a vicious guy. Taking on Anthony Smith, Michael Johnson, and Artem Lobov. Of course, that's going to go down October 27th. From New Brunswick, check that out on Fight Pass, I believe, the opening parts, and on Fox Sports 1 as well. Cormier and Lewis following, of course, the November 3rd. As far as the rest of the year is concerned, there's a good heavyweight bout that's going to be on Fox Sports 1. It's going to be the 25th of November, the day after my birthday. It'll be in Beijing, China. Of course, I broke in Beijing as far as combat sports were concerned back in 1993, broadcasting the first television and radio event from the People's Republic of China since the communist takeover in 1949 by Mao Zedong. That's right. In 1949, he got rid of opium, he got rid of hash, and he got rid of boxing. That's what Mao did. So after 1949, there was no boxing in the country until Muhammad Ali and all of us, we descended upon China, Beijing, China, February 1993 for the brawl at the wall. So the USC is going to Beijing, of course, in the main event, Francis Ngannou. That was that heavyweight monster. Remember, he was like 12-0, 12 knockouts, killing everybody. Yeah, until Stippy lit him up like the White House Christmas tree, okay? Stippy was supposed to lose that fight, too. Stipe Miocic beat him down. Francis Ngannou got beaten down. Anyway, he's taken on Curtis Blaydes. He's beaten Blaydes once before, but Blaydes is, hopefully Blaydes has learned a little bit, and this will be a 5-round heavyweight main event, so we'll see if he gets gas, because that's Ngannou's thing. He's a sprinter. He goes out there sprinting. After a couple of rounds, he needs an oxygen. He looks like an asthmatic. At the end of the day, I think Blaydes is going to win that fight. So that's some of the upcoming USC fights. And I do want to finish the USC report off with, of course, the fight going down, man, basically around New Year's. Of course, Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes stepping up to 145, the 135-pound champion. Of course, the monstrous at 135, but not at 145. Big difference. Big difference. You can light people up at 135, but you step up to 145, and man, I'm telling you, 10 pounds is a lot of weight to move up. And I know you people at home are sitting there going, what do you mean, man? I just had a couple of beers, and, you know, I can gain a few pounds here and there. Yeah. Well, guess what? Move up 10 pounds and fight a conditioned fighter that's 10 pounds bigger than you naturally, and you will be at a disadvantage. Don't know about that. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, the women's 145-pound champion. Nobody can fight her. They had to get bring Amanda up for 135, plus it's a Brazil versus Brazil event. But this is going down in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena. And pretty good fight for five rounds, no doubt about it, but I don't think it's going to go five. I think if Amanda's smart, she'll try to box Cyborg, and that'll be the key to beating Cyborg, is boxing her from the outside. But Cyborg's no bum, no slouch. She can box, she can wrestle. She's the most dominant fighter in the history of women's mixed martial arts, and I can't see her losing to Amanda Nunes unless she gets caught on the chin. That was the only way that Khabib was going to lose that fight to Conor McGregor, get caught on the chin. And, you know, and I think the chances of that and Chris Cyborg Santos getting caught on the chin are slim and none, and Slim just left town. Ilir Latifi, that light heavyweight's on the one of the co-features here, Corey Anderson. Outside of that, Carlos Condit, the first gay fighter ever to announce her being gay, as far as the UFC was concerned, I remember, was Kat Zagano taking on the Megan Anderson. What did Kat? Kat talked all that smack, and then I think she lasted like 12 seconds with Ronda Rousey. Talked all that smack. I mean, talked it. You should have heard her. I had her on the show. She was talking all kinds of smack. I was saying to myself, man, you better back it up, talking all this, Maggie. She didn't back it up, so instead of talking spit, it was spit with an H. Also on that card, BJ Penn, the former lightweight champion. I'll wrap this up. Of course, the guy that's been on the show many, many times in the past, trained down in the South Bay. Of course, he was one of the pioneers, the early champions of the UFC as far as lightweight was concerned. He was a phenomenon, a guy that should have been fighting at 145, but I don't think they had the 145 weight class at this point in time, and he's not one of those guys that would really ever dedicate himself and get cut up and get down in weight. It just wasn't one of those guys that cut weight the best way. Anyway, BJ Penn coming back at the age of like 95, maybe 100. They're going to take on Ryan Hall. That's a lightweight bout. Of course, it's coming to you part of that. John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson in the main event. That's a rematch. These guys duked it out for five rounds a couple of years ago, and John Jones ended up with a separated toe. Outside of that, not much on that card. Cyborg and Amanda Nunes. Watch it on the internet. Pay $70? I don't think so. John Jones, $70. Never pay money for John Jones. He's a proven steroid cheat. Not once, twice, but thrice. Speaking of guys, let's go to my guy in Las Vegas, folks. 32 and a half minutes past the hour. Trying to bring in the ace himself, Big John Signorella. Johnny, when I ran your stats by Larry Merchant, he was like blown away.
That means the world to me, brother. You know what I'm saying? And here's what's up. Those numbers for Canelo are huge, bro.
And they're guaranteed. They're guaranteed. Yeah. No, I mean, that means if he loses, he's still guaranteed?
I believe so.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, that's what Oscar keeps saying. But they're confident that, you know, in their fighter, that Canelo will remain healthy. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't. And, you know, like we spoke about yesterday a little bit, and like Larry spoke about in hour number one. A couple fights in the beginning may be easy, but eventually there might be guys out there that we don't know about yet that he might be forced to fight and put him through the ringer. But, you know, we can't forget Canelo's still young. So when his contract's up in 5 years, he's only 32 years old. So the risk for him to get damaged during this contract is very low.
See,
very
but
low risk.
I don't think that way, because I think that he's had a decent amateur background. He's been boxing a long time. And we talked about it earlier, residual effects, sort of like water against a rock, baby. Eventually, water wins. So I would think that 11 fights, and I don't know if he's going to make the 11 fights, but if he did the commitment, 11 fights, that's one fight this year and then two fights for the next 5 years, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And with that kind of money, I just don't know how, you know, I used to watch Roberto Duran in camp, and I watch other fighters in camp, and it's tough to keep fighters focused after they've got money. It's just tough to keep them focused. I remember training with Ray Leonard. Ray was able to really focus himself when he had money because he was scared of getting his ass whooped. Okay, but the rest of the guys, it just seemed like there was a little less priority involved. But I don't know, aging fighters. We'll see where this goes. Canelo Alvarez, 32 years old, when this contract ends expires, if he makes it that long. Because, you know, if he gets knocked out, if something was to happen, he gets knocked out cold. It's not, I mean, like cold and drill like one or two fights. It's not like they're going to like bring him back and bring him back and bring him back for another nine fights.
Well, that's a very good assessment. Everything you said right there was a very good assessment, especially about maybe people getting soft, right? You know, it's hard to get out of bed in the morning when you're going to sleep with silk pajamas, you know, and a bank stacked with cash, right? People get soft. It happens. Maybe they see something in Canelo that he doesn't go in that direction. I don't know the behind the scenes going on with the business, the practice of business with Canelo, but they got to believe in this man to at least save face and get through the whole entire contract here.
I'll say it again. Let me break down these numbers according to Signorella here. Okay, wow, get this. This contract signed with DAZN, D-A-Z-N, the app. 5-year, 11-5 contract guaranteeing him $365 million. Now get this, folks. I got to say this over and over because I love saying this. This is crazy. $6 million a month, over a million a week, over $200,000 a day, over $8,000 an hour, and over $100 a minute, and over $2 a second. Man, you know what? When I had a 900 line in the early 1990s, I don't know if you remember those 900 lines, I used to charge people like $2.99 a minute for boxing notes, right? This kind of stuff. Imagine if I was getting these kind of numbers. Oh, my God. What kind of $2 a second? Can you imagine that one? It was $2 a minute, I believe. Anyway, the bottom line is Johnny Sigg's in the house. He'll stick around. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking MMA. This is the MMA Hour. Of course, talking boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment. That's right. I don't have to come on here and get embarrassed. Commitment, the text line, 415-275-1613. Not that I would embarrass you, but Colin Seymour did a column in the San Jose Mercury News a number of years ago stating that I was a bit rough on callers. I'm not rough on callers. I coddle them. Right. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Stop by Lowe's and get the supplies you need to refresh your home in time for holiday guests. Welcome family and friends to a whole new style with Allen and Roth laminate flooring, now only $129 per square foot. Then, finish your new look with Valspar Simplicity Paint and Primer in One, starting at $25.98. It goes on smooth and resists marks, scuffs, and everyday wear. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Flooring offer valid through 11/7 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
For he's a jolly good fellow, when nobody can deny.
Talk a little MMA here. For he's a jolly good fellow. Yeah, right. I caught that one. I'm looking at the producer of this show through the window, folks, Mr. Scott Cuddy. I think there was a snide remark attached to that one there, but the bottom line is we'll talk about that a little later. Subject for another day. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, coming to you each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday and Sundays, right here. We talk boxing and MMA. Of course, boxing is an MMA, is part of mixed martial arts. Probably the most significant, most popular aspect of mixed martial arts is boxing. No doubt about that. And of course, the heavyweight champion of the world as we speak is Anthony Joshua, undefeated lad. 2012 Olympic gold medalist coming to us from the UK. Of course, last night we saw another 2012 Olympic gold medalist go up in smoke or go down in smoke, call it what you want. But the Japanese fighter, Murata, and John Signorella, remember how you said yesterday that a lot of WBA champs from Japan were like way overrated? And they remember I talked about that?
Yes, we have discussed that numerous times. Like, and we always wait to see how they fare in America. For some reason, they just can't keep it together sometimes. Not the stereotype, but, you know, the facts are there.
Well, how can I put this? You know, it's a different level. It's just a different, I mean, I've been to the Japanese gyms, and I've been to Korakuen Hall, and I've seen boxing in Korakuen Hall and things like that. They hold a boxing show like once a week there. I kid you not. So it's very, very popular in Japan. But popularity doesn't bring quantity doesn't bring quality.
One thing I will say, and I agree, one thing I will say about Ryota Murata last night, he showed a lot of heart, like a lot of Japanese fighters do. You know, they come at you the best they can with the skill set they have. You know, they ride or die with it. And last night he was just a step behind Rob Brandt, or more than a couple steps behind in some scenarios. But he always tried. We got to give the man a lot of respect. But then again, once again, big ups to Rob Brandt last night for putting his name in the conversation at 160 pounds.
So is Rob Brandt a flash in the pan? Do you think he's going to be around for a while? I mean, what's your overall impression?
He was unbeaten, you know, before his last fight in the World Boxing Super Series, lost to Jürgen Bronner, who's a very good fighter himself. So I guess we have to wait and see. Right now, the read is that you'd have to think that he's definitely world-class level. I'm willing to go there, world-class.
Well, no doubt about that. Moving up 38 points, I think, in the BoxRec.com rankings, no doubt about that. Now, the mega fight, of course, Fury and Wilder are getting all kinds of attention down in the City of Angels. I talked with Larry about the fact that Canelo's going to go on the 11th, I believe. So there's two fights late in December. Boxing really, really, really is making a comeback.
It's really on fire right now. And real quick, last thing on Canelo, I know we spoke about him a lot today, but for him to be the most talked about athlete in the world while the NFL's going strong, while Major League Baseball's in the playoffs, while soccer's happening, the NBA's going on, hockey's going on, mixed martial arts, boxing is the top trending topic for conversation in the sports world. Wow, it's a good time to be a fight fan, Pete. And I love covering his sport at this present time more than ever.
$365 million, and I think if he loses fights, I think that's not going to happen. I just don't see it. I think if he loses, I think the contract will sort of be null and void. Demetrius Andrade, he looked pretty good physically. Is he a real middleweight?
I believe he is. He looked strong last night and dropping his kid, but the kid could have been jet lagged, you know, and it was a last minute opponent. I was trying to picture him against Billy Joe Saunders, how he would have looked last night. I couldn't really get a good read on it. I need to see another fight. You know, give me Danny Jacobs next. They're both on DAZN. You know, obviously Jacobs is fighting next week on HBO in one of HBO's last fights, but he's with Eddie Hearn. Eddie Hearn's on DAZN. That's where he's going next. So I'd like to see that. That's the real test for Andrade at that weight.
Tell me about Devereshchenko, Sergey.
Oh, he's unbeaten, you know, and he's a good fighter underneath Lou DiBella. And I've seen a little bit of him. I know he could punch. He could do a little bit of everything. And Lou keeps saying to everyone that will listen that this kid is the best-kept secret in boxing. Maybe we find that out against Danny Jacobs coming up this weekend, you know. And that's always a good test for everyone because we saw how Danny handled Triple G. I felt that the first time around that Danny Jacobs was more deserving of a win over Triple G than Canelo was in their first fight. Now, I saw Canelo in the second fight, but, you know, that's what's up. Danny is that good of a fighter. So I think that's a good read.
Well, you know what's funny is that you have these promoters hype their charges, and you know how often does a promoter hype something and turns out to be the right or the product delivers? Not too often. Much like I talked about this yesterday, if there's 82 games in a NBA season and there's 82 fights, you're probably gonna get a better percentage of basketball games out of those 82 than you would out of the fights. You sort of agree with me there?
Of course, yeah, I agree with you. You know, unfortunately, it happens more often than not that guys are just, you know, they become hype jobs and they don't live up to expectations. Right now in the world of boxing, we have a couple guys that are out there on my radar. You know, Jared Hurd's one of them, and he fights at 154. I like him a lot. Regis Prograis, who fights next week. You know, now these are guys that are not being overly hyped, but they're making the hype by winning fights and looking spectacular, right? Regis Prograis fights next week in the World Boxing Super Series, right? At 147, this man has knocked out 9 of his last 10 opponents, right? Mm-hmm. Just took out Julius Ndongo in 2 rounds. And yeah, he keeps going on social media saying, you know, I did it a round earlier than you did, Terrence Crawford. This is what I like, a little self-promotion, and they promote themselves where it counts the most, in the ring. 9 knockouts, last 10 fights.
Another,
I dig it.
Excuse me, another fight card rock and roll last night, Orlando, Florida, of course, the CFE Arena. I'm talking about Emmanuel Rodriguez, the unbeaten IBF 118-pound bantamweight champion, retained his belt with a 12-round split decision over Jason Maloney, now 17-1 with 14 KOs. A World Boxing Super Series bantamweight quarterfinal. So was that on DAZN too?
Yes, it was, and that was one heck of a fight, man. I know. DAZN's everywhere, bro.
You know what, Larry and I were talking about? Maybe this is too much. Maybe this is too much.
Oh, dude, when he opened it up and said it, he said it best. He was like, it's all the boxing you could stand. I agree. Dude, my living room last night looked like a Las Vegas sportsbook bar. I had like 5 TVs going on. I'm like, I got a problem. Like, I got baseball. I got, you know, I'm catching up with some mixed martial arts stuff. I got 3 fights. I'm like, dude, I gotta get out of my house, man.
Okay. The Big App comes back next week from Bulgaria. Of course, I'm talking about ESPN Plus, and I got that because Johnny twisted my arm and made me buy it. Kubrat Pulev taking on Huey Fury. Huey Fury hit town this week. He's always an attraction. Is he more of an attraction than he is a fighter?
Yeah, I was going to say womp, womp, womp with this one, man. I have really no interest in it. I like Pulev to a certain degree, but he never pulls it off. He never, like, you know, I mean, he wins fights, but he's very stagnant to me. He's just not, he doesn't do it for me. You know, Huey Fury as well. I guess it makes one of the two relevant, the winners in the conversation at the heavyweight division. We know I'll be watching. But I'm not really getting up for this one too much.
Kubrat Pulev, the stereotypical boring European fighter.
Thank you. Yep.
I mean, that sort of says. And for those of you outside saying you don't know what that is, I'm sorry. But but that's sort of that's it. That's it in a nutshell.
I see. Hey, shut me up.
Okay, Terry Flanagan. Rage is going to hook up with Terry Flanagan. Flanagan being the former WBO 135-pound champion. These guys are going to hook it up in this World Boxing Super Series quarterfinal, of course, at 27. It's on the DAZN as well. Also on the card, it's going to look like Ivan Baranchek taking on Anthony Yidgett for an IBF junior welterweight title. So, man, you know, all these belts, this was sort of cool about this. People used to laugh at me, and they used to say to me, Pedro, there's too many belts out there. There's too many belts out there, Pedro. No, let me tell you. Belts make guys money. Belts attract you to the TV. In other words, you're watching a TV series, and they throw some guys wearing a green or a red belt. It's going to catch your eye just a little bit more of attention. Guess what? This is some type of title affair. So it adds another level of importance or significance to the event, correct?
I agree with you. And this way I know the fighters are definitely getting paid, you know, when there's a world title involvement. Now, I don't pay close attention to WBO, IBF, WBA, like, you know, all the particulars all the time. Sometimes the better known fighters, yes, I know their titles. Now we have the regular WBA title. So that's where I start to, like, you know, kind of just drop off trying to get the particulars down. However, I do like the fact that people are making money, and it does add intrigue when it's considered a world championship fight, you know. And you mentioned Terry Flanagan. Like, that's a good fight with Regis Prograis, dude, because he only lost one fight against Maurice Hooker, and Maurice Hooker is a real good fighter. So let's see what we get there, man. I mean, you know, Flanagan's coming up in weight, though. We talked about how that's always an issue. So, but I'm looking forward to that fight and seeing Regis Prograis, you know, prevail on that one.
I didn't think I would have to waste any airtime on this subject, but I'm going to have to because I'm getting texts on it. Floyd Mayweather, what does he stand on in all this kind of crazy stuff right now? Is he going to fight Khabib? Is he going to fight again? Why is it? Why does listen? He's like, listen, I voted for Hillary Clinton, okay, but I wish she would just go away. I just wish she would go away. I wish she would go away. I sort of wish the same thing about this young man.
He's the money man, and everyone's going to call him out to make the money, you know. Khabib now is talking about wanting to fight Floyd in a boxing ring. Floyd's like, let's do it. And obviously Floyd's always trying to steal thunder from Canelo and Golden Boy. I know Pacquiao wants to make some money. Floyd hinted that he wanted to dance with Pacquiao again. To me, that's, you mentioned, like, you know, 80s singers, right? To me, Floyd and Pacquiao would do good overseas. Like, you know how, like, some bands play out here in Vegas and they, like, you know, sell out, like, you know, 2,000 seats, but they go over to Japan and perform over there in front of, like, 50,000 people, 80,000 people?
Tower of Power.
That's what Pacquiao and Mayweather 2 would be. The overseas, you know, attraction, you know. But he's always going to be relevant because he makes the coin, Pete.
But Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner, we talked about that. That's going to be exciting because of the fact that Manny's old and Broner's not so old, but Broner's not the most dedicated guy in the world, talks a lot of smack. And where's that fight going to be? Have they got a site location on that?
They don't, but I think that's a Vegas fight. They had mentioned that Pacquiao's coming back to America, so whatever terms and conditions he worked out with his deal with Al Haymon, I guess they factored that in to get him out of this debt that he's allegedly involved in. I think it's a Vegas fight. You could also put that at Barclay in New York, but I think it's got Vegas written all over it.
So Bob Arum is done with, I mean, Manny Pacquiao's done with Bob Arum?
They've been having a rift for quite some time, and I think that that's a wrap on that one. Yep. Put him up on it.
I mean, you know, I remember 2001 when they came to the United States. Of course, he defended the title against Agapito Sanchez in a technical draw here at the Civic Auditorium when Jose Jesus Chavez challenged Floyd Mayweather for the 130-pound championship. But that night, right then and there, Manny Pacquiao wanted to chicken out. The referee gave him the win. I thought Marty Denken gave him the benefit of the doubt. But that night, no steroids, baby. No steroids. We see the real Manny Pacquiao. Now, this next fight, if they have it in Vegas, that means they're going to be testing him.
I believe so, yeah. So that'd be interesting to see how that protocol works out.
Because
we had our suspicions in the last fight that he looked a little stronger than usual. So,
Timeout. Let me tell you like this, Johnny. Hold on. I asked this of a girl the other day. You're 105 pounds, and you look good. Yeah. And you put 40 pounds on you. Can you do it without getting fat, no matter what you do? Hell no. I asked Roberto Duran that. You know, can you put on 40 pounds without getting fat? Hell no. You just can't do it, man. So the obvious answer is performance-enhancing drugs.
Good luck trying to put that kind of weight on and look good, especially when you're in the dark side of 30s and the early 40s.
No,
but
he moved from 107 to 150-something pounds. And,
oh, I know.
Anyway, it's a bit of a fraud. We don't need to be going down that road anymore. Anyway, next week, Absolutely. Boxing schedule looking good. The Zone is happening. So outside of The Zone and ESPN Plus, do we need to buy any other apps?
I think we're good for now. Showtime's going to come with the pay-per-view in December. Regular ESPN. I like when it's on regular ESPN. You just sit in front of your TV. You don't have to hook up a computer or a device. And we got Lemonchenko taking on Jose Pedraza, you know. And, that's it. I think we should be good for a while.
The great John Signorelli.
I mean, so much changes week to week.
You know that about it from day to day. The great John Signorelli on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, Johnny, say hi to the old lady and have a good weekend.
I will. Thank you so much, Pedro, and everyone out there. Enjoy your Sunday.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course, wrapping up hour number two. Want to give props off to Demetrius Andrade, of course, coming off a long layoff, 154-pound champion, now a 160-pound champion, the title holder of the World Boxing Organization. Speaking of the WBO, their annual convention is going to go down October 29th through November 2nd. In Panama City, Panama. I plan to be there. Hopefully, I'll get a passport. Just kidding. Anyway, the bottom line is Andrade was very impressive. But the guy that he fought, I really want to give props out to the guy that he fought, Walter Kantundokwa. I mean, he was so drawn. He had to be in the most pain a man's ever been in his life making that weight. If you looked at him and you knew what I was talking about, he was so drawn. I've never seen a guy that drawn in my entire life. And in fact, I hate to use this as any type of comparison, but I look at the Nazi concentration camps, and that's how bad this guy looks. So when I said he was a drawn guy from Africa, he was two shades beyond that. So when he stepped in the ring, he had a little more water to him. But the bottom line is that weigh in, good Lord, he was looking pretty, pretty bad. Speaking of pretty bad, if you haven't got the zone or ESPN Plus, you're in bad shape as a boxing fan. You know, I'm not a big app guy, but the bottom line is we got to do with the apps now. I mean, that's where it's going. The Zone, what did Larry Merchant say? I'll repeat him again and again and again. More boxing than you can stand. Yeah, I'll go along with that, but it's sort of cool. So you can turn off what you want, watch what you want. Listen, this is what the internet was all about. It was supposed to come on. It was supposed to start. It was supposed to bring us all this different boxing, different venues, different outlets, all that kind of good stuff, you know, and I think it's cool. I think we got DAZN, of course, ESPN Plus, and of course, Showtime doing the pay-per-view. So boxing's sort of well covered right now. No doubt about that. And you know what started it all, right? You know what the demand for streaming on the internet was? Porn. You know what the demand for video on the internet was? The initial demand that made this stuff so good? Porn. Because you watch fights in the early days, they were like a few frames and they would stop and a few frames and they would stop. And then the porn guys got into it, and guess what? Pay-per-view, baby, live online. Speaking of live online, I thank you so much for tuning in. Whether you're listening to the show on a radio station or on your computer or device, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 plus years now, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, there's a million things you can be doing in the world right now. But the fact you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, well, that touches my heart, and I thank you from the bottom of it. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide twice a week, Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Scott Cuddy, take it away. Yeah.